I was in Arizona, Tempe, and, you know, 15 minutes away was Scottsdale, Arizona, where multi-millionaires live. I remember seeing Amari Stoudemire's house and Shaquille O'Neal's house and Steve Nash that played for the Suns. And I was thinking, man, these people are living the way I want to be living one day. Like, if they can have that home and that car, shit, why can't I?
Welcome to the Alex Morton Show. I'm your host, Alex Morton, an entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, and momentum creator. This podcast is not just about financial success. It's about unlocking your potential in all areas of life. My purpose is to inspire you to become great and share the real, raw truth about success. This is where your extraordinary journey begins.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome to another episode of the Alex Morton Show. I'm going to be your host. And listen up, if you're on this channel, a lot of you are entrepreneurs, you are building businesses, you are leading organizations, and you probably have a dream to make $100,000 a year, maybe $100,000 a month, maybe even $100,000 a week at some point in your journey to achieving all of your goals and all of your dreams. So today's episode, we're going to talk about how to really effectively launch your business. Now, whether you're in real estate, insurance, network marketing, product-based network marketing, service-based, a digital marketing agency, door-to-door sales with alarms, solar, pest control. I've worked with people now in pretty much every industry around the world in terms of, you know, sales and leadership and getting paid on performance and commission. Before I talk about how to launch your business, I want to say congratulations on being an entrepreneur, being in business for yourself. And remember, you're always in business for yourself, but you are never by yourself. I'm going to be your digital coach. I'm going to be your digital, you know, mentor and teach you what I know to be true in terms of building a business, making money, helping people, and getting to where it is you want to go. So for this episode especially, listen, you want to be taking notes, right? And when you take notes, it's not because I'm so great or I'm so much better than you or I'm so, you know, special. Listen, every single one of us, we're all special. We're all God's highest form of creation. But with my results just might be a little bit better than yours in present day. But I'm telling you guys right now in life, you can either learn from your own mistakes or you can learn from mentors. Mentors are a, you know, secret sauce to success. Mentors are, you know, the ultimate time collapser. Like what took me, you know, 5 years to do or 10 years to do, right? You can probably do it in half of the time because you're learning from people that have what you want. So in launching your business, before you can even launch a business, right? Number one, you got to find a company. You need to find a profession. You need to find an industry. You need to find a vehicle with unlimited earning potential. One more time, unlimited, limitless earning potential. What does that mean? That means if you produce enough, if you sell enough solar, if you sell enough life insurance, if you sell enough financial education products and services, if you sell enough health and wealth, you know, supplements, whatever it is, listen, you can earn whatever you want to earn. You see, when I was 21 years old, I was in real estate, right? Listing homes at Arizona State University. I was kind of the guy finding all the college kids their townhouses and their condos and their villas or whatever. And potentially, I could have earned millions of dollars and became a millionaire as a real estate agent. But when I found direct selling, right? Direct sales, right? I got super excited because they were telling me, listen, there are already people in the company earning $5,000, $10,000, at the time, $80,000 on a monthly basis. So I found, right, an opportunity where there was unlimited earning potential. So a few questions on this, because listen, there are a lot of options. And people ask me, Alex, if you were 18 or 21 again, what industry or profession would you go into? And it's a tough question to answer. Right. I've been in network marketing for 13 years. However, now there are awesome and viable insurance companies and solar companies and a lot of great network marketing companies. But here's the deal. Number one, ask yourself, is this legal? Is this a legal business? Have they been in business for more than, you know, 2 weeks? You know, was it launched in some kid's, you know, basement? Or is this a company that is already doing business in, you know, several countries around the world? So number one, is it legal? Number two, is it real? Like, is this a real thing? There are lots of schemes and scams and, you know, shit coins and different things out there where people invest their money, they're sold a pipe dream, and then, you know, five months later, the rug gets pulled and good people get hurt. So is it legal? Is it real? And here comes number three. Ready? Are there already people winning in the company, in the vehicle, in the profession, in the industry? I saw enough at 21 years old because I went to a company convention and I shook the hands of people that were earning 6- and 7-figure incomes already in the business. So for me, I got lucky, I guess, because I found a company that was already doing, you know, I think it was $50 or $60 million a year at the time. So I said, okay, this is legal, this is real, and there are people winning, I can do it. So that's number one. You got to find something where people are already earning the money you want to be earning. Remember, and I've said it in a lot of previous episodes, never feel bad about wanting to get rich. Never feel bad about wanting to get wealthy. Never feel bad about wanting to maybe go buy a Mercedes or an Audi or a Lexus or a Rolls Royce, right? Don't feel bad about wanting nice material things in your life, okay? Especially in 2024, right? You can own your own business right on your cell phone, right? And you can do business all over the world and you can make money while you sleep. So find something that's legal, that's real, and that has people already winning in the business. Once you find that, then you say, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. Insurance, solar, network marketing, whatever it is, then you need to develop 5 reasons why. 5 reasons why you're going to make it happen no matter what. You're going to win regardless. You're going to fight through the bullshit, the challenges, the ups and the downs, right? The temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. People are going to hate on you. They're going to say, who do you think you are, right? You need to develop 5 strong reasons why you're going to win in the business, okay? So for me, when I was 21 years old, right, I got involved in, you know, the direct selling business, no guarantee on income, right? I had to pay money to get started. I was nervous. I had anxiety, you know, but I was excited, right? And my excitement was larger than the pain of, you know, the judgment of others, okay? So for me, I remember being 21 years old. My parents had a life insurance agency, and I remember my dad being stressed out constantly, 24/7. And my mom would make comments about, you know, your dad's super stressed out and the business is not what it used to be. And he would get heart palpitations at work. So one of my first reasons why was I wanted to become financially free and have enough money to retire my mom and my dad. So that was my biggest reason. My first reason was like, take care of mom and dad. Right under that was, hey, I wanted to get rich because I wanted nice things. Okay. And I don't feel bad for saying that. I was in Arizona, Tempe, and, you know, 15 minutes away was Scottsdale, Arizona, where multi-millionaires lived in that city. And I would go look at $5 million house. I remember seeing Amari Stoudemire's house and Shaquille O'Neal's house and Steve Nash that played for the Suns. And, you know, I was thinking, man, these people are living the way I want to be living one day, right? Like, if they can have that home and that car, shit, why can't I? So my second reason was I want to get rich. I want to make money. And for me, it was all about freedom. I wanted to do what I wanted to do with whoever I wanted to do it with, as long as I wanted to do it with. And that's why I wanted money, right? And then number three for me back then, I wanted to also help my friends, right? Every single weekend, we wanted to party. We wanted to have fun. We wanted to buy, you know, alcohol back then. And, you know, I was like, yo, if we can make some money, right, in the business, then we can have extra money to party, you know, on the weekends, okay? So I was developing reasons why. You need to take a second here and think about 5 reasons why you're going to get to 100 grand a year or 100 grand a month inside your business. And you want to write it down so you can always reflect back on that and say, okay, this is why I started. Because I don't care what online guru coach tells you what, you're going to go through tough times, challenging times, times when you get kicked in the mouth, you get the shit beat out of you, but and then you're going to look back and say, you know what? This is why I started. I'm going to keep on keeping on, okay? After you develop five reasons why, then you want to start to think about, hey, who do I know? Because here's the deal, okay? You can get rich selling products and services, but you're going to get wealthy in these types of businesses that I'm talking about. You're going to get wealthy when you build organizations, okay? A couple months ago, one of the top insurance companies in the country paid me $50,000 to come in and speak at their annual convention, right? And the CEO said, Alex, talk to these people about building teams because you can get rich selling life insurance policies, but you ain't gonna ever become multi-millionaire status without building winning organizations. It's all about leverage, right? You can work 24 hours in a day. Okay. But if I got three guys working 10 hours a day, who's winning, right? Me, because I got 30 hours versus your 24. So it's all about leverage. It's all about building winning teams. So think about, hey, who do I know, right? I call this building out a contact list. Who do I know in my town, my city, who I went to high school with, who I went to college with, right? If you're watching this, maybe your business is only operating domestically, which means you're only operating in America. Totally fine. There are a lot of states and a lot of cities, right? Inside of the United States of America with people that want to do better financially, right? And don't say, well, I have my list on my phone or I have my list in my mind. I want you to take it back old school, get a pen out, get a piece of paper out and say, who do I know that wants to make more money? Who do I know that complains about their boss and their job? Who do I know that spends a lot of time on Instagram and TikTok looking at other people's lifestyles and saying, shit, it'd be so nice to travel to Dubai or go to Italy or go to Miami or go wherever you want to go, but you don't have the financial means to do it, right? Think about people that are go-getters, people that have a high level of desire, right? You want to build out a contact list so you can go out there and build a team of agents or salespeople or independent business owners, whatever your company calls them, guys, you need some winners in your team, right? I'll tell you guys right now, in the network marketing profession, I got to, you know, $100,000 a year. And then honestly, like $1 million a year ish, pretty much on my own, meaning I didn't have that many leaders doing that much. But to get to massive, massive amounts of wealth, you have to have at least a dozen hungry, savage men and or women, right, in your organization out there producing at a very high level. And on the contact list idea, listen up, you don't want to prejudge people, right? They say you never judge a book by its cover. Here's the deal. You have no idea who's going to come into your business and excel at a very high level. And you have no idea who's going to come into your business and, you know, their one second cousin and their one uncle tells them it's a bullshit scam and those things don't work. And then they quit. You don't know who's going to take your business and run it all the way up. Some of the highest producers and leaders in my organization, if you would have asked me, hey, do you think this guy or this girl would become a superstar five or seven years ago, I would say there's no way. Like one guy I brought into my business in 2016, he was so financially broken, every day he had to decide whether he was going to spend his money on taking the bus back home, right? And skipping lunch because he didn't have enough money for both. Or walking home and using that money to buy a Subway six inch sandwich. And that young guy out in Costa Rica has earned close to $8 million with me since 2016. You understand? Like, and he barely had money for shoes back then. Nobody looked at him and said, oh, he's a winner. He's going to go out there and, you know, rock this business. And if you would have saw me at 21 years old, not many people would have bet on me. Right? I was partying every single night. I was drunk as a skunk. I got kicked out of the business school. I was handcuffed in the dorm rooms at Arizona State by the Tempe police. True story. No one would have said, yeah, he's probably going to go out there and, you know, win at a high level. There's no way. So don't prejudge people, because some of the people that you think won't do the business will do the business. And the people that you think will do the business probably won't even put in that much effort. Okay. So you found a company, vehicle, profession, industry, you've listed out five reasons why that you're gonna win come hell or high water, no matter what. You've built your contact list, right? The bigger your list, the bigger your business, okay? Then you're gonna take that and now you're gonna get into the idea of, okay, I need to learn how to effectively and properly invite people to see my business, my vehicle, my opportunity. Okay. So what does that mean? That means if I'm in the life insurance business and I want to recruit Grady into my team, right? I need to learn how to effectively invite Grady to take a look at my company. This is the mistake a lot of people make. When they get in, they're super excited. And then people want to go out there and pitch their friends and their family on the opportunity. The problem is you're so brand new to the business. There's no way you even understand everything about the business model or how to make money or, you know, how to win or what to do with it. And you don't want to get hit with the question, well, how much money are you making? Okay. That was my biggest mistake when I got started at 21 years old. I was trying to pitch and present and close all of my good friends. And, you know, in a previous episode, if you haven't watched those, go back and watch them, right? My first launch event, right? I called 100 people to come to my house at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Okay. Out of the 100 people, I think 50 of them picked up the phone. Out of 50, 25 picked up the phone. Okay. No. 50 picked up the phone. 25 told me they would show up. 10 people showed up. 6 walked out during the presentation. So 4 were there. Out of the 4, those 2 said no, right? 2 said yes. 1 quit, 1 stayed. Okay. And we turned one guy at ASU in a dorm room into over 96,000 agents, reps, IBOs over the course of the next, you know, 4.5 years, right? So I'm telling you, don't make the same mistakes I made, right? You need to learn how to properly invite people to check out your opportunity. And this will change based on the company or the opportunity or the vehicle. But here's a couple little bullet points. Okay. Number one, be excited. Okay. Number two, give them a preview, right? When you watch a movie preview, it gives you a preview and then you go pay and you get the full feature presentation at the movie theater. Okay. So don't sit there and talk about, well, this is the company's name and this is the CEO and, you know, this is what we sell and this is how you make money. No one, it's too much too soon. Okay. Keep it short. Keep it simple. Keep it sweet, right? It's not what works for you. It's what duplicates for the entire organization. So if I'm inviting Grady to take a look at my life, I'm like, hey, ring, ring, ring. And here's the deal. Don't text message, man. People cannot feel your emotion off of a text message. Worst case, voice memo so they hear your voice, okay? Best case, pick up the phone and dial, all right? Don't be afraid to pick up the damn phone. Just do it. If you have fear, do it anyway. Go back and watch a couple episodes back talking about how to build unstoppable confidence. Yeah, you need unstoppable confidence if you're gonna be an entrepreneur, right? You're gonna have to run through the damn wall, especially when you're first getting started. So ring, 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 Grady. Hey man, it's Alex. How's it going? I'm really busy right now. Let people know you're busy. Hey Grady, I'm busy, right? Even if you're not busy, let him know I'm busy right now. People respect people who are busy, right? If you have all the free time in the world, you ain't got nothing going on, right? Let people know, hey Grady, what's going on, man? It's Alex. I'm busy right now walking into a meeting, but here's the deal. I found something. I found something that me and you can do together and make a ton of money this summer. What are you doing Wednesday at 7, Thursday at 6, Friday at 4, right? You're setting an appointment. You're setting a meeting, okay? You're excited. You're fired up. I found something. It doesn't matter what the something is. Let Grady show up to the meeting to get the something, okay? Until then, right? You don't need to tell him the something. If you tell him everything, he ain't gonna show up to the meeting or get on the Zoom call, okay? So when you're inviting effectively, you're in a hurry, you're busy, short and sweet. I found something me and you can do together. I found something where we can learn from somebody else that's already making 100 grand a year, 100 grand a month on how to do it, right? So you're talking about some of the benefits enough to where Grady feels called to actually show up to the presentation or the meeting or the hotel event. Am I making sense? Hopefully I am, right? Keep it short. Keep it simple. Be excited and then leverage. Hey, you got to get to this meeting. You got to get on this call to get all of the information. So you're learning how to properly invite prospects. I have another YouTube video on my channel, Alex Morton Mindset, where I actually give, you know, 50 minutes on how to effectively invite people the right way and overcome objections. So if you need a little more help on that, go back on my YouTube channel, watch the video, take notes, and rock and roll. So now that I've learned how to properly invite prospects, right? Now we're going to talk about, I got to schedule some launch events, right? What does that mean? Like if you open up a restaurant tomorrow, Okay. And it was called Clean Meats, right? And you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and your restaurant's called Clean Meats, right? It's this is my business, my restaurant. I spent $200,000 to open up a restaurant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's called Clean Meats. What are you going to do? You're going to have a grand opening, right? You're going to have a grand opening of your restaurant to let the community know, hey, I own Clean Meats. This is where we're at. It's the best organic, grass-fed, grass-finished beef in the whole city of Tulsa. You got to be there. We're doing a two-for-one special on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You're doing a launch event. That's what you're doing, a grand opening of your restaurant. Well, guess what? You're in insurance. You're in network marketing. Maybe you got your real estate license. A lot of real estate brokerages, I think almost all of them today, it's actually set up in the same business model now where if I'm in Keller Williams Real Estate and I bring in Case to be an agent with me on my team, Case sells $1 million home, I'm getting a percent or whatever percentage he gets on that commission. So everything right now in the business world pretty much is paid on production. Okay, it is what it is. That's why this is so good for you. No matter what the hell you do, you need to learn these steps. So you're going to schedule some launch events, right? Maybe it's physical. Maybe it's digital. Hopefully it's both. If I'm you and I'm in network marketing and I start my business, I'm going to do a physical launch event at my house, my condo, my apartment, my dorm room, my parking lot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be fancy schmancy. I've done presentations in strip club parking lots. No joke. Strip club parking lots at 10 p.m. at night, you know, with, mild snow flurries, literally. Okay. It doesn't matter where you're doing it as long as you're doing it, right? So you're going to set some physical events. And then now, because of the world we live in, 2024, we have Zoom. There's other video streaming services as well to where, you know, if you're living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you want to talk to, you know, your cousin in Los Angeles, California, he can't show up to your launch event in Tulsa probably, but he can get on a Zoom presentation. So you're going to schedule out, in my opinion, at least four launch events. Okay. If you're building an organization in your hometown, if you can drive to somebody or pick them up and bring them to your place, but now you can build all over the country in a lot of businesses, actually all over the world. So you're setting up launch events, grand openings of your brand new solar network marketing, pest control, alarm sales, whatever, financial education business. Now, guess what? You got your launch events and you're rocking and rolling. So you're learning how to properly invite prospects. You're scheduling out your launch events. Okay. You're getting ready, right? You're getting ready to rock and roll and build your business, right? Now, next up, this is step number six on the big steps here, right? You need to know who you can lean on and learn from and leverage in the business. What does this mean? That means when you get involved in your company, there's going to be someone, hopefully, because if there's not, maybe you're in the wrong company, okay? But there's somebody earning at least a six-figure income, okay? That individual is going to help you. You're going to leverage that person to help you close prospects at your launch event. Maybe they'll be there physically. Maybe they'll be there on FaceTime. Maybe they'll be there on Zoom, but they're going to, or a recorded video, but they're going to be there, right? Remember, your first $0 to $2K, $5K, $10K a month, in my opinion, guys, you shouldn't be doing this on your own. You really shouldn't be. You should be leveraging somebody else's credibility and success story, right? So let's role play here for a second. Okay. I just got started in network marketing. It doesn't matter where I'm living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. Here's the deal. I'm making $0 per month. I'm brand new. I'm excited. I don't know what the heck is going on. There's a guy named Andrew in my company that's making $10,000 a month. So this will, and I'm going to invite Grady to a Zoom call, right? Ring, ring, ring. Grady, what's going on, man? It's Alex. Hey, how's it going? I'm really busy right now. But listen, what are you doing Tuesday at 7 o'clock? Why? What's up? Dude, I found something where we can make a lot of money. Guess what? Tuesday at 7 o'clock, there's a private webinar where I'm allowed to bring on two people to get on the webinar, right? And we're going to hear from a young guy named Andrew. He's about our age, making $10,000 a month in this business. Okay. Can I count on you to be there? Okay. You already told him you're busy. So if he started asking you questions, Andrew, or not, Grady. Grady, I told you I'm busy, right? Tuesday at 7 o'clock, all your questions will be answered. Can I count on you to be there? Okay? Very, very simple. I'm inviting the prospects and I'm leveraging somebody already earning money. Let Andrew answer the tough questions Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, right? Again, this is where people screw up because they try to do everything on their own. Some of you have heard me say this before. My first year in direct sales, I earned $16,000. I would have made just as much money making quarter pounder cheeseburgers at McDonald's, right? Literally 16 grand in a year, okay? Year two, I made $113,000. What changed? I learned to leverage somebody else's success story. I learned to leverage somebody else's credibility. You're doing it to take the pressure off of you and put it on somebody making some money, okay? When you are broken financially, when you don't have a lot of money, you're sensitive. Your feelings get hurt. You get upset. You get angry way easier, right? You need to get great at getting people to show up to the Zoom call, getting people to show up to the event, getting people to show up to the presentation. You've got to get great at making somebody else look great. If you do that, guys, you're going to make money in your business, okay? Solar makes sense, okay? Real estate makes sense. Network marketing definitely makes, like, everything makes sense. In 2024, with AI, robot taking people's jobs and inflation and crazy presidents and, you know, election year in 2024, guys, people want to have a side hustle and a side business. You got to get great at inviting prospects to take a look at your company, vehicle, industry, and profession. So know who you can leverage and who you can learn from, okay? Next up, right? And this is going to be a little bit longer episode because there's a lot of information here, right? Next up is the idea and the mentality of this. From a meeting, book a meeting. What does that mean? From a meeting, book a meeting. When the Zoom presentation is done and people, some say yes, some say no, some say maybe, let the people on that call know, hey, we're doing the same thing tomorrow. We're doing the same thing in 2 days, guys. Momentum likes, loves, and needs speed and tenacity. You want to get your business into momentum, right? But you're doing one call a week, okay? You want to get your organization thriving and making money, but you're doing two meetings a week. It doesn't work like that, man. From a meeting, book a meeting, right? Grady gets on the call. Grady says, Alex, I want to do this business. He gets started right away. Grady, who do you know that would also like to learn how to make money on your phone? Who do you know that also wants to learn how to sell real estate, insurance, solar, financial education, you know, whey protein supplements, whatever the company is, it doesn't really matter. Great. Grady, who do you know that wants to change their life financially? Okay. Get him to now make his list of 50 to 100 prospects. You guys see what I'm getting at here? Okay. It's all about networking. Networking. It's the same in every industry. If you're paid no salary and you're paid 100% on commission and production, let me tell you something. These are the steps you need to learn, you need to apply, and you need to master to go out there and actually achieve the goals and the targets and the dreams that you have for your business this year, okay? This year. That's the deal. So from a meeting, book a meeting. Get into the habit, right? The more meetings you do, the more money you make. The more people you talk to, the more money you make. The more people you prospect, the more money you make. If you need help learning how to prospect and present and close, go back to a previous episode and watch it. I talk about how to do it. Guys, these are all skills you can learn on how to build your empire, build your business, okay? So next step, number eight, guys, you need to learn and continually refine your skills. You need to get great at cold market prospecting, warm market prospecting, hot market prospecting, how to invite prospects the right way, okay? You need to learn some leadership skills, right? You need to continually get better and better and better and better, okay? Step number nine, here we go. We're almost done here, right? Daily, write this down. Daily, okay? There's only two things that you and I can do, right? This is my side thing, by the way. I have a financial educational company, done hundreds of millions of dollars in sales, okay? Every single day, there's only two things you and me can do. Number one, we can build our business. Number two, we can build ourselves. Okay, my mentor, Bob Proctor, a lot of you know that name, right? He told me, Alex, every single day you wake up, you can either build your business or you can build you can build yourself. When you're not building your business, you need to be building yourself. You need to fall in love with personal development. You're on this channel, which is great. You're on this channel learning and growing and evolving your mind, and you're refining your skills. Keep doing this. This is what it takes to win. Keep getting better and better and better, 1% better every single day. Okay. And then last step, step number 10 on launching a successful business in the sales, leadership, marketing space is, guess what? Commit to being here for the next 18 months. Okay. What does that mean? That means commit to being in your company, in your business, in your profession for the next 18 months. It takes time. It takes time, right? And it's not up to you to when your time is going to be. What's up to you is your daily disciplines, right? Building your business every single day, doing your daily methods of operation every single day, learning these things. Hey, contact list, how to invite properly, setting up launch events, right? Understanding who I can leverage on in my business to help me close prospects and launch my business. Continually refining my skills, building myself, building my business every single day, and commit to being here 18 months from right now. And what does that mean? It's not just being active in your business. No. It's getting on every call. It's getting to every event you've ever qualified to be at. Guys, in 13 years in my industry, I have never missed a physical event I have qualified to be at. Do you understand? I've never missed a convention that I have qualified to physically be in attendance at. Never. When I was making no money a month and I was making millions a month, I was there, okay? And there's a secret there. Keep showing up, keep getting better, have discipline, and have commitment. So guys, this is how you launch your business, okay? Take notes again, share it with your leaders, share it with your team. It's applicable in every industry all over the world. If you got value from today's episode, I would appreciate you subscribing to the channel, commenting down below. If you're listening to this on Apple and Spotify, leave a 5-star review, share it with a friend. The bigger this show gets, the more leverage we have on, you know, producing high-level content and eventually bringing on a lot of awesome guests to share their experiences with you and how you can go out there and achieve your goals and your dreams. So I'll see you on another episode of the Alex Morton Show. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.